Today is Monday, February 17th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. And I believe we're going to go ahead and start off today's episode with a little bit of a voicemail that I got, I guess, over the weekend. I'm not really sure what the date was, but anyway, it was recently. And so let's go ahead and listen to this voicemail from Scotty. So here we go.
In the lift, it's Monday morning, and what a depressing way to start the week, listening to you talk about your fantastic job and your massive bonuses. Holy crap, 30%, 25%, pay rise only 3% a year. You want to know what my pay rise was in this place for 3 years? Zero. Yes, zero. Because the government hates the public service. So for 3 years we had 0% while the government decided whether we would negotiate a new enterprise agreement. And then we negotiated it, and then the maximum pay rise to be spread over 3 years was 6%. Yep. So, in the end, over 6 years, we got a 6% pay rise. Yep. Now, just doing some quick calculations in my head, because we all know I'm not into the maths and the accounting, but talking about your bonuses, if we just round up to an even $200,000 salary, and then we do 30%
what?
Of that.
That
is 60,000 US dollars, which is like 90,000 Australian dollars, which
oh my God.
Almost 20,000 more than my salary. And that's your bonus. Who gives a crap about whether you like your job? Just do it. Just be happy for that salary and stupid giant bonuses. Plus pay rises that just happen all the time. Oh. P.S. Are there any jobs going in your work?
Well, not for people who are complainers. No, Scotty, thanks for the call, Scotty. By the way, Scotty, I appreciate the fact that you help me improve my Adobe Audition skills, because I switched from Audacity to Adobe Audition, I don't know, maybe back in November. I don't remember when it was. I probably mentioned it on here. And I'm still learning. I mean, I only do a few different things when I'm editing. Also, because I've gotten lazy. I used to listen to the whole thing. Back in Dubious Intent days and stuff like that, I would listen to the entire thing. I would go in and cut out breaths. I would do all this stuff, you know, and I would obsess. And now I'm like, I just do like, I don't even level anymore, because the problem is I haven't quite figured out what the leveler is in Adobe Audition. There's a normalized to a particular loudness. Apparently, well, now I'm geeking out about podcast audio, but there's this new standard. And when I say new, it's probably the past 2 years or something. But there's a standard of, they call it LUTs. And I forget, loudness, something, something. I don't remember exactly what it is, but they came out, whoever they is, the podcasting organization, came out with like a standard that podcasts should be at 16 LUTs. Sorry, it's LUFs. I was totally wrong. Not LUTs. LUT is some kind of filter thing for video, for color correction. LUFs. And so I do that. I match it to a certain LUF standard, negative 16 LUFs. And anyway, I do that, but that doesn't seem to levelate like Levelator does. But I've just decided I want to try to do everything within Audition and not, because, you know, in Audacity, I used to pull it out, levelate it in Levelator, put it back into Audacity. And Adobe Audition is a really professional application. I don't think I should have to pull it out. The deal is, though, I don't think that it actually levelates. And normalizing doesn't quite do what levelating does. And I'm still, there are all these knobs and doohickeys that you can tweak. And I haven't figured out exactly like how to do all that. I'm learning Audition very slowly. So I do really quickly snip the, you know, silence from the beginning and the end, make sure everything lines up. And then I do the luffs thing where it matches the, makes the loudness a particular luffs, you know, so I'm following that standard. I remove noise. And sometimes I do, on top of the noise removal, I also do, what's it called? The gate, the noise gate. Because I'm never happy. I always have some weird, either it's breath or some weird, I don't know, but whatever. I don't record in a studio, so I do as good as I can. But I'm still learning. But I feel like Scotty calls in and he yells at the beginning. Or, you know, we have subway sounds or birds chirping, you know, or whatever. And then all of a sudden he starts whispering. It's like, okay, well, I don't think I'm currently levelating. And I want everyone to have a similar, you know, I don't want them to hear different volumes, especially if they're listening in the car or something like that. I'm doing it again. I'm berating someone for their call. But I'm not going to apologize for it because that's just me, people. I'm going to stop apologizing. I'm just going to be me, Taylor. And anyway, so I want to respond to your voicemail. I thought about it a lot. And, you know, there are some people out there who think that talking about money is rude. And it may be rude. But one thing that I've kind of, my claim to fame in the podcasting world is that I've decided I'm going to be completely myself. And I'm going to be as open and honest as I possibly can be, you know, short of some stuff. Like, I've never come out and said what my salary is. There, you know, there are things I'm not going to like throw numbers out there and all that. And I was thinking, you know, should I have really talked about the percentage of bonus? Because I realize not a lot of people get bonuses. And I was thinking about that. And I decided, you know what? That's just me. Like, I understand I'm not bragging. I'm not, you know, for those of you who make less than I do, I hope that you find jobs that, you know, that you make the amount of money that you need to make or that you want to make. And I've not that anyone else has not worked hard, but I'm not ashamed of that, of the amount of my bonus or anything like that, because, you know, I have worked hard. And I went, like I said before, when I started, when I was with, you know, back in Dallas, Texas, I planned out like how I was going to go from claims adjuster with a music degree to software developer. And I pretty much executed that plan. Now, I've done a lot of things wrong in my life, and, you know, but I'm not going to be. And I know Scotty's not asking me to, and I also know that Scotty is very sarcastic and is probably joking anyway. So Scotty, I have no bad feelings. I'm just doing what I do and explaining myself. But I really thought about it. And I thought, you know, people like the fact that I'm really open and honest. And I'm not going to give out numbers. I do not make $200,000. I don't make anywhere near $200,000 a year, by the way. Just so that's on the table. But anyway, so, you know, so I'm not going to stop being open and honest. So that's all I'm going to say. But Scotty, I really hope that you do find a job that you really like, or at least one that pays the amount that you want or has the amount of vacation days that you want or whatever. I hope that for all of you. I just, and maybe I'm complaining too much, but I just have found that I'm still struggling to figure out, you know, is this the job that's going to fulfill me? Should I keep doing the developer thing? Should I be a product owner? You know, stuff like that. And this show is just a stream of consciousness where you guys are just listening to my brain. So, you know, it is what it is. All right. But anyway, thank you for your call, Scotty. I really appreciate it. And I hope you can make it to Pride 48 again sometime in the near future, because we all miss seeing you there. I did get another email from Dan, and I wanted to read a little bit of that. I'm going to run out of time, I know. But Dan says, when you said on a recent show that you don't know what you want to be when you grow up, I thought to myself, silly Adam, you want to be a podcaster when you grow up. I don't know anyone else who is doing as many podcasts as you do, and your dedication to the community of LGBTQIA plus podcasters shown by, I'm not adding, I really don't know that I can add an IA plus at the end when I, anyway, at the end of my show. Podcasters shown by your efforts with Pride 48 is really clear. You've created something really cool. You're also struggling to think of a $1 million app. And although I'm not sure it's exactly the next Candy Crush, I do have an idea for you in line with your clear passion. And I am going to run out of time, so I think I'm going to extend Dan's. I'm going to give Dan more content credit than he has. Just one, I'm going to split that into two emails. We'll talk about that maybe tomorrow. But I do want to say something about that, Dan. I thought I would love to be, I always thought, oh, I want to be a radio host. But the problem with that is, and this is where I am going to talk a little bit about money. I don't know that I could make enough sacrifices monetarily to do like radio or podcasting as a career. Because to get into radio, for instance, you have to take like a really crap job. And I'm already like, you know, making like minimum wage or something, you know, and then work your way up. And radio's dying. And then I just have never been confident enough to think that I could put out a podcast that would actually make money that I could live off of. So I've thought about it. I mean, you know, and at one point I took an audio engineering course and thought maybe I'll become like an audio engineer, make my money that way. But it always seemed that software development was more of a lucrative sort of endeavor. So I've always tried to keep my hobbies as being very fulfilling and then my job as being a paycheck. But I don't know. I'll talk more about it, I'm sure. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call me, 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBTQIA plus podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.
Hey, everybody. Just wanted to let you know, I'm aware that there's a little bit of audio issues throughout this recording. I didn't really want to re-record it, so I apologize for the stuttering that's happening. Hopefully, I'll get that resolved for the next recording. Thanks.